think the Holy Spirit just scored a touchdown. Yes, he just scored one. Amen. Just hallelujah. This is your time. Right now. To give him the highest praise. Hallelujah. Say that. They say hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. To your name we say hallelujah. Lord, we just love you.
We love you,
Lord.
Lord, we love you.
Anybody love him out there?
Lord,
anybody love him right here?
Love you. Hallelujah.
See, when it didn't matter to anybody else what was going on in your life, they didn't care whether you made it or whether you didn't make it. But your relationship with God caused God to reach way down. And lift you back up. Wrap you in your right mind and give you a few things in life that make you happy. And you don't know what else to tell him except
hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Lord, hallelujah.
Better grab some of this.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. For waking up, Lord. Lord, we thank you.
We thank you.
Yeah. Oh.
Have you ever been sick in your body? And all the medicine you take doesn't really give you the relief you need. And then your tears start shaking hands up under your chin.
Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord.
And you just open your mouth and you just say, Lord, have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me, Lord.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me, yes.
Have mercy on me, Lord.
Have mercy on me, Lord.
And I need you right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Told when it's not convenient for you to say what's on your mind. Where you are may not be a good place to just say what you really feel. They told us just fold your arms. And they said, just moan. And moaning goes something like this. When you do it like that, the devil can't interfere because he don't know what you're talking about. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise in the house. Amen. You may be seated if you can. Somebody just had their burdens laid down. That thing you carried all last week, today you got a chance to lay it. And now that it's laid down, you're not going to pick it back up. In yesterday's church, they would say, I feel better since I laid my burden down. You know, I thought in contemporary church, those things and songs would have no value, but they got more value now than they did then. Amen. Because we get a chance to teach the younger generation or the contemporary generation that some things you just have to lay it down. That might be why Tamala Mann said, take her to the king and lay her at the... Leave her there. Hearts all broken and messed up. But that's her offering. Yeah, I'm gonna have to leave that alone too. Gotta get it today, brothers and sisters. We're living in times where you have to be connected. Yeah, you gotta be connected with God. Gotta be connected with each other so that you don't get lost. Because the enemy is on the prowl, trying to rob our younger generation of what we have worked so hard to give them. And we've got to make sure that it doesn't get taken away from them. Because I promise you, and I don't use the word promise often, I promise you, God is ready to do some powerful things in your life. But you're going to have to let him have his way, because he's ready to do some wonderful things in your life. Amen. So let me just ask you one question. Is God real? Are y'all ready for the word? All right. Let's get ready to get into the word. It is time for the word, right? Okay, all right. We had a great praise-a-thon. Great praise-a-thon. I want you to come to church with your mind ready to praise God. It doesn't matter about how old you are. This little young man up here near the front just had his hands way up in the air. He hadn't been through a whole lot yet, but he's ready to praise God. So that means that those of you who've been through some stuff, you ought to be high hands way up praising God. Amen. To God be the glory. You know, sometimes you just think about how good God's been to you. You just sit there and you just cry out. Bless his name. Well, this is Praise Month, and so we're going to continue our sermons on praise. Go with me in your Bible to the 100th Psalm. The 100th Psalm. Psalms 100. Amen. It is in this 100th Psalm. Thank God for our musicians today. For a minute, I thought this place had caught on fire. When it comes down to giving thanks, let's do our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I am a believer, not a doubter. I am a doer, not just a hearer. My life is the better after having heard the word of faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In the 100th Psalm, David starts off this psalm after he has been chased by Saul and his army. And he finds himself with nowhere to hide. He finds himself with nowhere to hide. Hiding is not always in a place where you cannot be seen. sometimes hiding can be in a place where you don't want to be involved. Hiding can be in a place where everybody else is, but you've chosen not to be. And then hiding is a place where you're looking for refuge, where you want to be covered and protected from the elements in your life right then. It could be you need a place to hide from people who are stalking you. It could be that you need a place to hide from the enemy who is attacking you. You may need a place to hide from people on your job who just want to harass you. And you really can't get away from them, but still you want a place to hide. And so David had done nothing, like many of you, wrong to anybody. As a matter of fact, he had been a great asset, a plus to King Saul. But because David's favor with God, he was disliked by King Saul. So let that be a lesson to all of you younger members in the church today, that you can have it going on so good with God that those who have been close to you can become jealous and intimidated by you. You cannot allow that intimidation nor that jealousy to make you quit being who you are. What you can do is ask God sometimes for a hiding place so that you'll be able to do what you have to do without being ostracized and criticized. But I got to serve notice on you. If you will live godly, if you will accept the favor of God in your life, you're going to be criticized. You're going to be ostracized. You're going to be talked about. And they're going to say some ugly things about you. And those ugly things that they say about you can bring tears out of your eyes. But that's part of the price you have to pay to have the favor of God on your life. Let's see if I can bring it a little closer to home. When every time you turn around, God is blessing you, somebody's trying to find a way to curse you. Now let me tell you what you got to do. Can I sit down and talk to you? Oh, I better not sit down right now. But I do want to talk to you about that, because let me just tell you, when God keeps blessing you in spite of other people and the situations and stuff, and he just keep blessing you anyway, as Curtis Austin can say when he's on the radio, anyhow, when God keeps blessing you like that, you might as well just get yourself ready not to get upset when people start having problems with you. The reason you don't need to get upset is because you got to start expecting people to not like you. What did I say? Expect people to not like you when God keeps on. Did y'all really hear that? In other words, tell your flesh, chill. We got everything we need. God is opening doors. We're never really, really down and out. We can go where we want to go. We can do pretty much what we want to do, and we can do it in style, because God is steady blessing us. It's not about the fact that I'm rich. It's about the fact that I got the favor of God on my life. Now, I ain't really supposed to be talking about this, but God told me to do it, so I got to do it, because I got a whole nother sermon prepared. But I got to talk about this, because this is what God wants you to hear. Because so many of you are being blessed, I guess. And because you're getting that blessing, it's not because you're so good. Just look, if you're not scared of the person next to you and say, we're not that good. And if it's somebody you know, tell them, I know you ain't that good. But look, God just keeps on. And because he keeps blessing me, I don't seem to be able to stop him. I don't think you got that part. I haven't been able to stop God from blessing me. So since I can't stop God from blessing me, I need to become prepared for him to bless me and be ready to deal with the fact that there are going to be people who are not going to like me because he is. So what do? I go to. What do? I go to the 100th Psalm. When I get to the 100th Psalm, I find myself saying these words. Are y'all there? In that 100th Psalm, make a what kind of noise? Unto the Lord, all the earth. Make what kind of noise? I can't stop him from blessing me. And I'm excited that he keeps giving me favor. So after I have analyzed, after I have worked on it the best I know how and gotten advice from others, the best thing I can do is make a I need to make a joyful noise. Because my next step is to serve him. And when I serve him, I'm not going to do it out of compulsion. I want to do it with glad. When I walk up on the church ground, if I see a piece of paper, I'm not going to walk over it. He blessed me to ride up here in style. I'm not going to wait for somebody else to do it. I'm going to stop in these fine duds that I got on, or these fine clothes I got on. I'm going to stoop down, and I'm going to pick up that piece of paper. If I don't see anywhere to put it, I'm going to put it in my pocket until I get to a trash container somewhere. And the reason I'm doing that is not because I'm a garbage person, or not because I have a knack for just things being perfect and pretty, but I'm doing it because I got the favor of God on my life. And if he blessed me to find this piece of paper that shouldn't be down there, that somebody put down there, or the wind blew there, and I got enough in my hands and my fingers to pick it up, I'm going to pick it up and make a joyful noise. Lord, thank you for letting me pick up this piece of paper off your church ground. I only got 30% participation that time. Because here's what God says to you. Here's what God says. God says, he that is faithful in a little, I can trust him to be faithful with a lot. Some of y'all got back $2,000 on your income tax. Some of y'all got $10,000 back. But if you can't be faithful with $2,000, what you gonna do with $10,000? Now hold up. Let me fix this right now. This is my disclaimer. I don't have anything to do with your income tax. And if I know personally anything about your income tax, this is no attack on you and your income tax. I'm just simply preaching the gospel to you to get you to understand that just like picking up a little piece of paper off the church ground is important to God, and he'll bless you for doing that. He'll bless you more for doing other things in your future. Got it? So it's not about the amount that you get back. See, if he trusts you with 10 grand, to God, that's still a little. To you, it's a lot. So, okay. Since y'all ain't going to say nothing, I'm going to call you. I'm gonna call you up here in a minute. Since you want to act like, you know, come up here right now and show me 10 grand in your hand. If you can't come up here right now and show me 10 grand, let me hear the church say amen. Amen. That's what I thought. Don't play with me. I ain't nothing to play with. I'm God's bishop. Now, the reason I brought that up in this message is to point out to you that when you have the favor of God, if he'll trust you with 10 grand, that means he's got 100 times that waiting to deposit into your life. But you got to show him faithfulness with that small amount. See, I've lived to see God fill up any size bag I bring him. Amen. I'm telling you, and look, when your haters... Anybody got some haters? I don't see but 3 hands. Okay. And when your haters are hitting on you the most, it seems like that's when he bless you. And you know what that does? What that does, that takes me back 60-some Psalms earlier, when David said he would prepare a table. In the presence of my enemies. I know I got to hurry along here. But I'm trying to point out to you that when you have the favor of God, in other words, when you are on God's good side, and he can see your sensitivity to your relationship with him, he just keeps on blessing. And he loves to show off. When God finds somebody that'll let him show out, he'll show out. Can you imagine your enemies coming to evict you, and the day that they're supposed to show up, God sends an angel with the past due, the due, and an advance. You don't hear me. You don't hear me. And where the folks said, you ain't gonna get no help.
it's amazing how God will just make them to be flat-faced liars. Now, I'm just using eviction. You just put it to your situation. And it works the same way. Because David said, I can't help but to give thanks and praise to God. So when I praise God, I find myself being thankful. And when I become thankful, I make a joyful noise. And then I'm postured to serve God with gladness. I'm glad to open a door. Come out of some restaurant last week with my grandkids and this old lady and an old man. Both of them were having challenges coming out the door. And my grandson and me held both doors open so they could come out. And you know what it said? You know what it said? That's mighty nice of y'all. That's mighty nice of y'all to help us old folks out. No. I didn't tell them that, but it wasn't mighty nice of us to help those old folk out. It was mighty nice that God gave us an opportunity to serve. It's some guys won't even open the door for their dates. But that's just an opportunity to serve. Tell somebody, I'm a servant. Yeah. And then he says, you know, not only will I serve the Lord with what? But when I come into his presence, I'm coming with, you ought to have a song to sing. You got a song that you be singing all the time. What's your song? What's the name of that song you be singing all the time? Yeah. Give her a microphone. Turn the mic on for her. Turn the mic on for her. She can really blow. Yeah. Go ahead. I got one. I want you to have. Yeah. Now tell them what's the name of the song.
Lord, I thank you.
Go ahead. Just tell us the words. You ain't got to sing it, but just tell us the words.
Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for this journey. Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way. Sometimes I had to cry, but you brought me. Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way.
Amen. Now, that's her song. She be singing it all around the house. And she turned the volume up when she mad with me.
Yes, sir.
But check this out. She comes into his presence with
thanksgiving.
And you ought to have a song to sing. It may not be the same one she got, but you ought to have a certain, that's your song. When nothing else will work for you, that song will, yes ma'am, that's right, will lift you up. Sometimes you can be down in the dumps and everybody else has tried to help you. And you find yourself humming that little song. And the next thing you find yourself singing that little song. Who was it that said, sometimes you have to speak a word over yourself. And then I got to note that the Lord is God. David said, I know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that, or who made us, and not we
ourselves. We are his people. We're the sheep of his pasture. We enter his gates with and his courts with. We give thanks to him, and we do what else? Bless his name. For how is the Lord? How is he? The Lord is what? And his steadfast love does what? It endures how long? Forever. And his faithfulness and his faithfulness lasts to all generations. And because of this, I want to praise him. I want to praise him because his word is value. I want to praise him because his blessings are too numerous to mention. If I were to go down each row in this building right now and just ask you for one good thing that God has done for you, you wouldn't want me to stop and pass and go on to the next person, because you'd have another one that you want to tell them about. Because God is what? Good. And since God is good, it's my desire to praise him. I want to praise him because, and one of the ways that I can praise him is I can sing praises to his name. We have one of the most dynamic voices of choir in this country. Now, I don't want you to do anything special, choir members, so I'm not trying to butter you up. But let me just help you with something, because some of you need to hear this from me. Dr. Willamy and I travel all across this country. All across the country. And we haven't been to anywhere yet, to anybody's church, that has a choir as good as yours. Now, I know I said a mouthful when I said good as yours. So can anybody tell me what I left out? What I didn't say? Since we couldn't find anybody as good as you, with a voice as good as yours, it means that if we didn't find anybody as good as you, we definitely didn't find anybody better. Now, I'm saying that to you, not for you to become conceited or pious or anything of that nature, but I'm trying to say that to you so you won't feel like y'all ain't as good as somebody else, because it's them that's feeling like, that know that they ain't as good as you are. And when I say as good as, I know the haters can say, well, you know, I can debate that with your preacher. Well, you debate, I ain't gonna participate. You know, I need for you to know that God has gifted you. And when you become sensitive to what he has blessed you with in your ability to sing praises to his name, I guarantee you he'll make you even better than you are right now. It doesn't just go for the choir, it goes for everybody. Whatever God has gifted you with, use it for his kingdom. Use it for his service, and he will bless you with even more. So David says, for the Lord is good, and his love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. So here I am saying to you today that what you got to do is you got to reach the point to where you are ready to give God praise. And in the 47th Psalm, David says, sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Then it says, sing praises. Now, if God is not your king, then you don't have to sing. But he is mine. And so David says in verse 6, sing praises to God. Now, You don't have to be a popular contralto or soprano to sing praises to God. You don't even have to be in the choir. But you can sing praises to God. Maybe you used to be in the choir when you was younger. At Reverend Favreau's church. But you didn't pass the audition over at the Mint. You can still sing praises to God. Because you know what God does? God inhabits the praises of his people. You don't even have to have a good voice to sing praises to God. You just open your mouth and start letting it come out. And because of your sincerity, God will receive it. Now the funny thing about God is, he's not the kind of God that lets you outdo him. When you sing praises to him, he turns around and rewards you for your praises. So I'm going to sing praises to the King. Let me get ready to close. One day there was a man named, there was a lady named Charlotte Elliot. And Charlotte Elliot wrote a hymn. And the hymn coincides with giving praises to God. And the story of her life says that she was born an invalid. In other words, she couldn't get around like you and I can get around. But one day she was able to get these words to come out. It sounds like this. Just as I am. Just as I am without one plea. But that thy blood was shed for me. And that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come and I go. Just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. The third line says, just as I am, though tossed about. Anybody been tossed? Anybody feel like your life has been tossed around? Your feelings been tossed around? Your love been tossed around? She says, though tossed about with many a conflict and many a doubt. She said, fightings and fears within and without. Oh Lord, I come. There are two more lines, but I'm going to stop so we can just digest those. Because I'm going back over them without one plea. Lord, I'm not asking for anything. You're already taking care of me. I know that because you let Jesus die on the cross and shed his blood for me, that's enough for me to just tell you, thank you. Then she comes back and she says, you know, just that act of love to give me a chance to come to you is more than enough. We are not grateful for big things. And
Here this lady is grateful for just something little. That Jesus died. That she could get saved. Here we are trying to do a lot of other stuff. And I'm not going to do any of this for you unless you do that for me. She comes along and says, I'm not even waiting. I'm coming to you right now. I'm coming just as I am. Is there anybody here today that's not saved, but you want to be saved? Is there somebody in here today who's heard about God, but you haven't come to him yet? Is there somebody in here today who has missed some opportunities in your younger life, but you still want to get saved? You want to get your life on track with God? Well, let me just tell you right here, and let me tell you right now. Join Charlotte and come to him today, just as you are. You can't fix yourself. If you could, you already would. You can't solve your problems. If you could, you already would. But just as you are, with all your baggage, with all of your negatives and your positives, come to God. Give him your life today. Get in position to become favored by God. So you can praise him just because he is God. Last, when you come, don't wonder what somebody's going to say. Either they're already here, or they need to get there with you. You come because of you. You come because of who he is to you. And let me just share this with you. You may not need him today, but a day is coming when you won't even be able to breathe without him. Those of you out there on the internet viewing this broadcast may need to give your life to the Lord. While we are here in the sanctuary preparing to do the altar call for those who need him, I want to give you an opportunity to get saved right where you are. Because God loves you. You may not think much of yourself, or somebody who you want to love you may not love you, but God loves you, and he loves you enough to save you. He loves you enough to pick you up in your emotional trauma and give you a new lease for living. And although you may not think it's possible, Jesus said to the centurion, all things are possible. That's what I say to you today. All things are possible to you or him that believes. Will you believe in him today? Will you let him in your life? Will you let him help you so you can praise him beyond your wildest dreams? And let him bless you like you've never been blessed before. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Father, we thank you for Jesus, that he is our high priest. We pray right now for every bowed head, every home represented. And we thank you that you always hear us and you always provide us with your very best. When we leave here today, God, we're not going to allow anyone to rob us of this message and nobody to steal the praise that we sent up to you. We're going to bless your holy name and receive nothing less than your best. We thank you in advance. In Jesus' name. Every believer say amen.